75-year-old Vicencia Akwe casts her ballot with only the future of her grandchildren on her mind.
I want a better future for our youths, jobs for them so they can have a prosperous life.
But for many voters, this election is much more than just about jobs. They say it's also about the future of the country's democracy. Benin's opposition is back on the ballot after being excluded from the 2019 parliamentary vote, a move that led to violent protests. President Patrice Talon says the election validates the country's democratic credentials.
I think we are definitely leaving behind the dark pages of our political history. The election was approached with enthusiasm and no boycott.
If the opposition gets into parliament with significant numbers, some of its candidates could run for president in 2026. Under the current electoral law, candidates must be endorsed by members of parliament and mayors. The opposition also wants to get rid of laws that, in its word, impede the country's democratic process.
The election could also see a record number of women elected to parliament. Nearly a quarter of the 109 seats are reserved for women. Voter turnout, however, was low in many areas, a surprise to many after the opposition candidates were allowed to run. The Election Commission says it was satisfied with the vote.
Even in the north of the country, where we feared terror attacks, there was no incident.
Violence and protests that marred the election 3 years ago haven't been seen so far this time. But whether it stays that way depends on the results and how the opposition and the people of Benin receive them. Ahmed Idris, Al Jazeera, Cotonou.